4. Metaphor and poem. If someone said the sentence below to you, you might think either that he was making a joke or that he didn't know the meaning of the words he was using. My brother is an only child. You would know that the sentence was strange or anomalous. Yet it is certainly an English sentence. It conforms to all the grammatical rules of the language. It is strange because it represents a contradiction. The meaning of brother includes the fact that the individual referred to is a male human who has at least one sibling. The sentence, "That bachelor is pregnant," is anomalous for similar reasons. The word bachelor includes the fact that the individual is male, and males cannot become pregnant. Such sentences violate semantic rules. If you did not know the meanings of the words, you could not make judgments of this kind about sentences. Your knowledge of the semantic properties of words accounts for the strangeness of this sentence, and sentences such as, John frightened a tree. Honesty plays golf. Part of the meaning of the word frighten is that it can occur only with animate nouns as objects. Since you know the meaning of tree and know that it is not animate, the sentence is anomalous. Similarly, honesty plays golf is anomalous because honesty is neither animate nor human, and therefore cannot be the subject of a predicate like play golf. The linguist Samuel Levin has shown that in poetry we find just such semantic violations forming strange but interesting aesthetic images. He cites Dylan Thomas's phrase, a grief ago, as an example. Ago is a word ordinarily used with words specified by some temporal semantic feature. When Thomas used the word grief with ago, he was adding a durational time feature to grief for poetic effect. Some sentences are ambiguous because they have both a literal meaning and a non-literal or metaphorical meaning. The literal meaning is based on the normal semantic properties of the words in the sentence. The metaphorical meaning is based on semantic properties that are inferred or that provide some kind of a resemblance. To understand the metaphor, we need to understand what semantic properties of the literal meaning of a word are being related to the metaphorical meaning. For example, the literal meaning of the sentence, Dr. Jekyll is a butcher, is that a physician named Jekyll also works as a retailer of meats or a slaughterer of animals used for food. The metaphorical meaning is that the doctor named Jekyll is harmful, possibly murderous, and may like to operate unnecessarily. Similarly, the sentence, John is a snake in the grass, can be interpreted literally to refer to a pet snake on the lawn named John. Metaphorically, the sentence has nothing to do with a scaly, limbless reptile. There are other sentences that sound like English sentences but make no sense at all because they include words that have no meaning. They are uninterpretable. One can only interpret them if one dreams up some meaning for each no-sense word. Lewis Carroll's Jabberwocky is probably the most famous poem in which most of the content words have no meaning. They do not exist in the lexicon of the grammar. Yet all the sentences sound as if they should be or could be English sentences. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. He took his vorpal sword in hand. Long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree, and stood a while in thought. You do not know what vorpal means. Nevertheless, you know that A means the same thing as B and C. A. He took his vorpal sword in hand. B. He took his sword, which was vorpal, in hand. C. It was in his hand that he took his vorpal sword. Assuming that vorpal means the same thing in the three sentences, you can decide that the truth value of the three sentences is identical. In other words, you are able to decide that two things mean the same thing, even though you don't know for sure what either one means. We now see why Alice commented when she had read Jabberwocky, "It seems very pretty, but it's rather hard to understand." You see, she didn't like to confess even to herself that she couldn't make it out at all. "Somehow, it seems to fill my head with ideas, only I don't exactly know what they are. However, somebody killed something. That's clear, at any rate."